And we saw again last night. Great sight of the mamas and papas here at FM 108. And a beautiful setup for the fact that they are back here in Southern Ontario. And they open at the Waterfall Showplace over at Ontario Place for our Holiday Monday. So talk about superb additional entertainment here in our listening area. You don't want to miss out on that today. Looking in the old Farmer's Almanac, I note that this hails the beginning of dog days. According to the old Farmer's Almanac, the dog days begin. Also, Blondie. Remember Blondie and Dagwood first broadcast on this day back in 1939. A lot of other events on this day in history, and I'll check those out a little later in the program. We are heading for news. The weather update is next at 11 o'clock here on FM 108 after Gordy Lightfoot.
Broadcast News, I'm Roger Ward. The ruling is in, and the U.S. Supreme Court has cut significantly a woman's right to have an abortion. Details from Rich Johnson.
The court cut back women's constitutional right to abortion, giving states greater power to make abortions harder to get, but it stopped short of totally reversing the Roe versus Wade decision.
The ruling was on a Missouri law that restricts abortions, but according to the 1973 Roe versus Wade ruling, a woman still has the constitutional right to have an abortion in the U.S. The ruling means, however, it's going to be harder to get one. And pro-choice advocates are criticizing today's decision curtailing the rights to abortion. National Organization for Women President Molly Yard calls the ruling war against women. If you were watching Soviet TV today, here is a sample of the programming you might have seen. That's an announcer telling the people that veteran diplomat Andrei Gromyko is dead. He was 79 years old. The exact cause of his death is not reported. Back home, Air Canada security guards have ended their wildcat strike at Pearson International Airport near Toronto. An airline spokesman says full-time guards showed up for work after a three-day walkout. The job action caused flight delays on one of the busiest weekends of the year. Management staff filled in for the guards, who handled the pre-flight screening for passengers and luggage. Nearly half the Canadians polled say that possession of marijuana should be a criminal offense. That's the highest level recorded since 1977. When Gallup first asked Canadians how they felt about marijuana, at that time only 35% believed possession should be a criminal offense. The current poll suggests 31% believe marijuana possession should be subject only to a fine, and 17% of those asked think marijuana should be decriminalized. A Toronto-area woman whose daughter was kidnapped and murdered is proposing a national plan to street-proof kids. Leslie Parrott says that such a move would improve the current piecemeal approach to protecting children. She plans to take her ideas to Canada's police chiefs at their annual conference in September. 3 years ago, Allison Parrott was lured away from her home by a man who telephoned and promised to take photos of her to promote a track meet. Her nude body was found 2 days later. She'd been raped, strangled, and stabbed to death. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing is challenging China's version of a shooting incident following the rout of pro-democracy forces in Tiananmen Square. In a note of protest, the embassy rejects the government line that soldiers fired into an American diplomatic compound to counter sniper fire. The protest threatens to further sour relations between the U.S. and China. There's a sign that life is getting better in Poland. The first Jewish wedding in a synagogue in decades has taken place.
A New York City lawyer and his Polish-born bride exchanged marriage vows yesterday in the first Jewish wedding to take place in a synagogue in Warsaw since World War II. Joy is singing in the laughter of many generations filled Warsaw's only remaining synagogue as Robert Blum and Joanna Kahn were married beneath the traditional canopy, which had to be borrowed from the state-run Jewish theater. But close at hand were the memories of the more than 3 million Polish Jews killed by the Nazis, Poland is now 93% Roman Catholic, and there are less than 10,000 Jews, most of them elderly. Priscilla Manicker, Warsaw.
Tomorrow is America's 4th of July holiday, and in Spokane, Washington, some folks have found a different way to celebrate, in the buff. About 500 are expected to attend celebrations at a nudist colony in Spokane. Members from 15 clubs in five American states are attending the festival. As one organizer puts it, they won't have to worry about what to wear for dinner. That's the latest from Broadcast News. I'm Roger Ward.
This is Bob McLean with a Nutrisystem update. You know, when I went to the Nutrisystem Weight Loss Center for my first consultation, I didn't know quite what to expect. I was a little nervous, frankly. After less than 6 weeks, I didn't have to expect anything because I had just taken off the 13 pounds I had wanted to lose. Just 6 weeks. I know you're saying, yeah, he's probably had superhuman willpower. Wrong. I found the Nutrisystem program to be faster and easier than any other program I've been on. If anyone was going to fail, I was. And if I was successful, anyone can be successful too. I know. My wife went on the program, and she also lost all the weight she wanted. Now we both feel great. If you feel it's time to start feeling great about yourself, then go over to the phone and give the people at Nutrisystem a call today. Following directions may reduce calories necessary for weight loss.
Call Nutrisystem in Oakville at 842-3321 or in Burlington 333-5223.
Well, in the weather scene for southern Ontario, and it's of some concern, I mean, with the day off for this holiday Monday, we have no concern as far as weather is involved. It'll be mostly sunny. This is going to continue, in fact, pretty well up until Wednesday and Thursday of this coming week. So even for our American friends, it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. By the way, spotted a terrible accident on that New York Thruway yesterday, and the advisor again for the weekend is, let's take it easy. No need to rush. Kind of relax. Drive carefully. Be very defensive when you go. And again, the weather, as I say, will not be a factor. In fact, looking right up until Friday is about the first sign we'll have of some variable cloudiness and scattered showers or thunderstorms for our immediate listening area. So yeah, we are going to look out in all ways, I guess, over this next week. Nice way to welcome July, too. 27 degrees at our FM 108 studios, or 80 on the old Fahrenheit scale. That's news, weather to 11 o'clock. Great Santa Boss Gags on our holiday Monday here in Canada as we continue with the delightful listening on FM 108 Radio. Jim Paulson Show with you till 3 this afternoon, and right on top of all our major news sports stories today as well, so we'll keep you fully informed and, I trust, entertained as we go. Of course, the combination of Annie Lennox of Heart fame and, or no, I'm sorry, where did I get that from? Come on, Jim, it's Ann Wilson. We teaming up with Al Green. Okay, concentrate. How about FM 108's reminder, Case Van Gemerden's no trespassing photo text about the Hamilton Harbor is rather intriguing. It's being presented by the Hamilton Artists Incorporated right now, and this exhibition will go until the 22nd of July. They run from 8 till 10 o'clock at night. It's a very interesting introspective. It involves imagery about prohibitive signs and questions about our real-world awareness, while the text of the whole photo exhibit informs us of the misuse and misperception about the harbor itself. So it's really a rather interesting, different look at the Hamilton Harbor area at Hamilton Artists, Inc., and they would love to have you come by and have a look. It'd be a nice idea. 14 minutes after 11 o'clock here on FM 108 Radio. A little later this hour, we move into our music calendar for the holiday Monday, July 3rd. Some interesting birthdays we will deal with around a quarter to 12.
Not only does National Sports Centers have a new line of bikes, but also the accessories to glamorize your wheels. from saddles, lights, water bottles, locks to kickstands. You'll find them all at National Sports Centers, plus a courteous, helpful staff. National Sports Centers reminds you to ride safely, comfortably, and in style with the latest in cycling safety equipment and wear from our Doorbell Drive store in Oakville. Happy cycling begins when you visit Nick Rigato, Kevin Oakes, and the Cycling Wise staff at National Sports Centers, Doorbell Drive in Oakville.
Here's Rich Little for Thrifty Car Rental.
Here, Mr. President, sign this. Now, what is it? It's for your car. From Thrifty Car Rental. Well, let me make this perfectly clear. Why thrifty? Well, it's simple, Mr. President. Great cars, great selection, low rates. When you're coming back, Thrifty is the place to start. Well, let me say this about that. I had no prior knowledge about Thrifty. Now I'll sign it.
Now, here's a great deal from Thrifty. Rent the all-new Chrysler New Yorker for just $39.95 per day. Visit 1239 Plainsport East Burlington. Call 333-3155.
Well, there it's signed. A Thrifty car rental is thrifty priced for everyone.
Mr. President.
A what?
Could I have my pen back?
A Chrysler New Yorker for $39.95 per day. Call Thrifty 333-3155.
It's your ticket to winning all summer long.
Cash Caravan.
Climb aboard FM 108's Cash Caravan, where you can win dinners to Hamilton's El Greco restaurant, Cardinal meat products for the barbecue, tickets to the Legends of Rock at the Sky Dome, a fabulous weekend getaway for two to the beautiful Primrose Hotel in Toronto. Your chance to join our Cash Caravan comes up anytime on FM 108.
You're listening to Jim Paulson on FM 108.
Delightful sort of island feel to it here at FM 108. The sound of Julie Fordham, in fact, on our holiday Monday morning here on the Jim Paulson Show. And happy ever after. After a visit to one of those islands, why not? It'll keep you smiling for a week or two anyway. And, of course, the Supremes reformed at FM 108 Radio. Come See About Me. Diana Ross of that trio is back on her world concert tour. And we are anticipating when she may reappear here in Southern Ontario, one of the great ladies in showbiz. It's 23 minutes after 11 o'clock here on FM 108 Radio, and I was looking at some of the schedule for today. There's certainly activity. The Toronto Blue Jays, as you must realize, are still busy over at the Sky Dome. I thought that for the holiday Monday they may go with an afternoon game, but as far as I know, the start is 7:35 tonight. So 7:35 against Boston for the Jays, and let's hope it'll be a win for a change. It's a hint to the Toronto Blue Jays who may be tuned in today. By the way, for the track and field folks, a giant meet, one of the major outdoor events of the year underway today, the DN Gala 89 in Stockholm, Sweden. So we'll hope our Canadians fare fairly well there. And if you're following the Hamilton Redbirds out of Hamilton, Ontario, they're playing pretty good ball this season. In fact, today they host 7:30 tonight the Batavia Clippers at Bernie Arbor Stadium on Mohawk Road East and Upper Kenilworth Avenue. So there you are for some good Hamilton Redbird baseball action. Head over tonight, 7:30 game time, and cheer the gang on there. If you're into the vroom vroom stuff, the President's Trophy being battled for up at Mosport today, just north of Bowmanville. So lots of auto racing activity for us today in Southern Ontario as well. So there's a little mix of things for our Monday, July 3rd, which I trust you'll try to get out and enjoy. And of course, right here at FM 108, we're heading toward that music calendar for July 3. An interesting one today.
It's Power Furniture Distributors Price Demolition Week. Power Furniture Distributors, Dundas Street in Mississauga, where you buy direct and save. Check these values. Triple waterfall modern sofa, chair, and love seat. Power price $366, all three pieces. Coffee and end tables in black or pecan with glass tops. Power price $66 each table. Power Furniture Distributors, 1030 Dundas Street East in Mississauga, open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., close Saturday and open Sunday, 11 to 7. Buying direct from Power saves you money. Catch Blue Jay fever at National Sports Centers. See their brand new professional licensed product shop at the brand new location, Dorval Drive, just north of the QEW in Oakville. Stand up and cheer your favorite team with official licensed products from National Sports Centers. Show your team spirit and visit National Sports Center because that's where your fun begins. Stop in at our brand new store on Dorval Drive, just north of the QEW in Oakville.
Try to think back, gang, to when we all made that transition from cowboys to girls, right? There's Sweet Blindness at FM 108 for a holiday Monday morning. Also enjoyed musically Lionel Richie and the great Paula Abdul, who has had great success in the last year. A fine lady. Time is 23 minutes before 12 noon here in the Jim Paulson program. If you're a frequent traveler like yours truly, you'll be glad to hear this news this morning because the guards who screen Air Canada passengers over at Pearson International Airport are now back on the job today. It has certainly disrupted things over our long Canada Day holiday, but the lineups and all the delayed flights. Actually, the Wildcat strike delayed flights for several hours over the weekend. One of the airline's busiest weekends, obviously. The guards walked out Friday to push for better wages and working conditions. They're also worried about their future because a new company has taken over the security contract for Air Canada. So they're back on the job today. Let's hope for a while. So if you are flying, traveling today, should be a little better as far as congestion is concerned at Pearson International Airport. Let's hope so. And a sports update this morning as well. Mark McCumber parring the first hole of sudden death this morning to win the Western Open Golf Tournament outside of Chicago in Oak Brook, Illinois. Peter Jacobson, who finished regulation, tied with McCumber yesterday at 13 under par, had a chance to force a second playoff hole, but missed a very short par putt. So the win, McCumber's first this year. It was worth $180,000 U.S. He also won the Western Open, of course, back in 83. And for finishing second, Jacobson will take home a mere $108,000 today. That's not a bad payday for Monday.
It's Power Furniture Price Demolition Week. Power Furniture Distributors on Dundas Street in Mississauga, where you buy direct and save. Check these values. Modern brass trim sofa, chair, and love seat. Power price $598, all three pieces. And a five-piece glass top dinette, table, and four chairs. Power price $146, all five pieces. Power Furniture Distributors, 1030 Dundas Street East in Mississauga. Open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Close Saturday and open Sunday, 11 to 7. Buying direct from Power saves you money.
Summer's here, and the time is right for children playing in the streets. The management and staff of Able Roofing Company remind all motorists that for some kids, summer vacation can mean a holiday from road safety rules as well. That means we should remember the three C's, care, caution, and common sense, each time we get behind the wheel. Let's all do our best to make this summer a safe one for everyone. This reminder was a kindness of Able Roofing Company at 1139 Main Street East in Hamilton.
Well, here at FM 108, 21 before 12, a rather gentle day around our studios. About the only folks on hand, in fact, are yours truly, Jim Paulson, until 3 this afternoon. Mike popped in today to get a little work done, so he's going to help us out in a little something right here. We'll let Doug and Ian carry on with their chores on this Monday morning as well. But here at FM 108, I'm going to give you a chance on a holiday Monday to climb aboard our cash caravan. We had a couple of ticket winners visit us just a little while ago. But if you want to win a pair of tickets to the Legends of Rock and Roll show at the Sky Dome on July 9th, you want to be our 13th caller right now. Oh, we got a... There go the phone lines at FM 108, you betcha. The Burlington number out of Hamilton, so on, is 681-1079. Out of Toronto, call 822-2620 or the Mississauga area. And give us a call if you've not won a prize yet this week. Okay, and of course it is Monday, so you got a nice fresh start to the week. Good luck. Pair of tickets for the Legends of Rock and Roll show at the Sky Dome on July the 9th. Phone lines are open right now. Mike says we'll take the 13th caller, and it'll be his choice as to which line. We'll let you know who the winner is before our music calendar. Don't go away.